Have you ever wondered where the water comes from in towns that don't seem to have any significant rivers or lakes? You may not realize it, but the water that you count on for everyday living in these areas comes from beneath your feet, many times at great depth. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Colorado is one of those states that has large regions of land with minimal water that flows on the surface of the ground. Bob Longenbaugh, a consultant water engineer, described to me what groundwater means in Colorado.
Groundwater is, the biggest definition is water that's underneath the surface of the land, but we have various different types of groundwater as defined by statutes, and that's tributary groundwater. Later on, we had designated groundwater. And later on, the legislature created non-tributary groundwater from the Denver Basin aquifers. We also have the legislature created what we call exempt groundwater, which allowed homeowners and rural farming properties to have a water supply for domestic and stock watering and so forth. They get a well permit and a right to drill a well, but it was not subject to administration in the priority system.
First in time, first in right is rule number one in deciding who gets the water that's available any given year. Wells used for domestic and feedlot water have been exempt from the water rights priority system for many years. Because of heavy use of these waters, the numbers of exempt wells is now viewed as impacting senior water rights holders at nearby properties. The consequence is groundwater levels are declining in some areas. Some folks feel permit-exempt well owners have jumped to the front of the line in order to get their water before the senior water rights owners.
The problem comes when you're looking at the subdivisions, and we've had massive amounts of subdivisions in Colorado. So up to 1972, we issued well permits and wells were drilled for domestic and livestock-type uses, which were exempt from administration. But after 1972, the cumulative effect of water from subdivisions was identified, and after that cumulative effect was recognized, and then subdivisions that had individual on-lot household use only or domestic wells after that on smaller than 35-acre parcels had to augment those depleted effects just like irrigation wells did.
Community response to these circumstances has a lot of contrast. The good side of this story is found in certain communities that use aquifer systems where water is extracted from rock fractures. These communities and land developers have decided that working together will serve everyone better than fighting over water. On the other hand, groups and communities pumping large amounts of groundwater have chosen to fight one another.
Well, certainly some rural or some localized effort by local users to manage the resources is a very desirable thing to have. We do have that in the designated groundwater concept. In the tributary aquifer things, it's not so much that way. But there are associations that are formed for in the fractured rock area where up in the mountainous area, several subdivisions will work together. They need to augment their water supplies for their individual on-lot wells. But they work together then to identify an artificial recharge or some other augmentation supply in order to meet those needs, in order to allow their members to pump. We do not have such associations that are really active in terms of the large capacity wells. In fact, we have now a splintered group where some of the senior water rights in the lower South Platte are opposing pumping by some of the wells in the upper South Platte. And so we have a diverse fight ongoing now between groups of irrigated farmers over who has the right to do what.
Obviously, water is important. Bob Longenbaugh has realized this a long time. Growing up in a farming community in Durango and Cortez, Colorado, and fulfilling a long career as a Colorado engineer, Bob has seen many things. But one thing is for sure, water of any kind is important to the citizens of Colorado.
The thing to me that's most appropriate and why I'm still involved with my professional career is that I believe the state of Colorado, that the use of water is one of the most critical issues before us. And the wise use of both ground and surface water is absolutely essential to maximize the water for all the citizens of Colorado.
fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.